the education of our children is absolutely paramount, and of course we would love to see the schools open and as quickly as possible, but I think there's very few people right now that expects the January 11th date to be met, as the cases soar increasingly high, worryingly high. I think it's extremely unlikely now that they're going to open. So there's a lot of teachers, staff, pupils and parents who are being strung along with uncertainty, and they need the minister to come out in a very forthright and frank way, give them an honest answer on what's going to happen, so they can make their plans in the weeks ahead, because that is the very, very least that they deserve right now.
And what's the feeling locally between teachers and parents in the Inishowen area at the minute?
Yeah, anybody I've spoken to holds serious doubt that this January 11th date is going to be met. Indeed, none of them that I've spoken to expect that date to be met. So while the government and the minister keep continuing to reiterate that the January 11th date will be met, they lack credibility at this point. So that's why we say the people, or the minister and the government, need to come out. They need to be honest with the people. They need to give clear direction, because people need to make plans at this time of the year.
Now, reflecting on the festive period, and we did see the latest local electoral area figures as it relates to COVID-19 and the incidence rate, South Inishowen seems to come up top there with the highest incidence rate in the county. What, in your opinion, is the reason for that high figure in the latest data?
Yeah, it's a very, very sobering figure and very, very worrying. I don't think there's any one reason that you can put on it. There's a number of factors. We've seen it go up and up across the county, and indeed it's now swept across the state as well. So there is no one reason that can be identified, but all I can say is that it's extremely worrying, it's extremely concerning. I think we're going for some dark weeks ahead in Letterkenny University Hospital. So I would appeal to everybody who's listening to adhere to the government advice. Minimise your social contacts, maintain hand hygiene, but just be very, very careful, because we're going in for a very, very difficult time ahead.